Ahoy, Vachon. How's the French say, Vachon? This is the Brown Briefly, where less is more, more or less, coming to you live over KVSH 101.9 FM, Voice of Vachon, your island connection. Please make us part of your day. And be advised that our assertions and views, which can modestly be described as progressive persuasion, do not in any way reflect the opinions of KVSH or Voice of Vachon.
Hello again, friends. Coming to you live from Vachon Island, Washington, this is the Voice of Vachon Brown Briefly podcast and weekly radio show, radiating from the beehive of cultural awareness known formerly as the Jean Bosch Broadcast Studio. In the bustling and bodacious heart of our verdant pastoral island community, that was the voice of our founder, Brian Brown. Together, we the Briefly strive to keep Brian's brilliant flame, I was doing so well, alive by bringing you weekly episodes of intelligent and articulate discussion of current events laced with humor and empathy, and always guided by Brian's mantra of less is more, more or less. Our Briefly panel includes the wonderful and talented Vachon Airport Commissioner, fellow treetop flyer, and longest-serving Briefly retired Alaska Airline pilot, Truman O'Brien. Hi, Truman.
Good morning. I'm here.
You are running the board.
Indeed.
And then we have historian, professor, down under aficionado, and now even more in demand than ever, our guardian of the galaxy, Bruce Holman.
Hey, good morning. Good to be here.
Good to have you guarding us.
I think the Marines are helping to go.
Oh, don't even go there.
He's coming in hot.
Oh, boy. Semper Fi. Okay. Part-time politico, ferry service advocate, executive director of Vachon Household, and full-time shenanigans coordinator, Amy Dreyer.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you, too.
Good morning.
What is that great hat you have on there?
El Coyote Mexican Restaurant.
Where?
From L.A.
Oh, in L.A.
Yeah,
okay.
right in the heart.
Very appropriate.
Of L.A. Yeah. It is.
Mariner, backpacker, rower, and how many more months is this administration going to be around? Inquirer, Kevin Jones.
My answer to that is too darn many, but let others judge.
That's right.
It's good to be here with you.
And myself, Craig Bellis, former Gonzaga University constitutional law professor and high fashion women's shoe salesman. Not at the same time, but...
amongst other things.
Today, our small talk guests are the stewards of our annual Strawberry Festival, Nicole Banducci and Lynn Ann Polite. How are you two today?
Doing great. Glad to be here.
Yep. Same here.
Great. Super. Here. We are thrilled that you are here because we're always anxious to hear about the Strawberry Festival and what may be new this year, what the challenges were, that sort of thing. Before we focus on our Summer Strawberry Fun Fest, let's start by checking in with the Brieflys and our guests regarding what memorable activities they may have engaged in over the past week. Kevin, how about you?
I would say a very memorable meeting from last week was Michael Mead and his presence at the Vachon Methodist Church for the Indivisible Vachon meeting. Michael was compelling, as always, with a story about how, essentially, when things fall apart, we all need to start working together. Yeah, so I thought that was really fantastic. In addition to that, I actually got out on the trails, first major hike of the year, Tunnel Creek. So while we were all enjoying the sauna-like weather here in the lowlands, my buddy and I were sitting on a snowfield looking over across the valley at Mount Constance, eating lunch, and then we descended into the hot weather after that. So, it's been good. Oh, and by the way, the Indivisible Vachon Protest Drum Corps has been out practicing. So you're going to expect to see more of them. I'm not quite sure how many showed up at First Friday, but they're definitely planning on June 14th to take the drum show on the road. And possibly here on Vachon, too, at the four-way stop.
Right. I anxiously await their entrance. So maybe we could actually have a bugle or two join them after a while. That would be cool. Amy.
Oh, I knew you were going to call on me next. I'm trying to decide, is it good if you can remember or if you can't remember what, or is it, I'm not sure if
depends on the reason.
No, I had a good week. I will say one of the highlights was, went with friends down to Winghaven and saw some elephant seals just like going to town, like in the water. Like they were like, I don't know what the heck is, I don't know, maybe because it's so hot. Or what the heck is going on? But they were like barking at each other and fishing, and like you would see one, and he would like come up and he would just like wave the fish around, and it was very Nat Geo. It was good. Yeah, it was definitely a highlight.
That's cool. Yeah. Public service announcement: don't get close to the elephant seal.
No, no. And these were all in the water, but then they like chased one off, like that was, you know, clearly like in their on their water turf or whatever. So it was, yeah, it was really cool. It was a very Vashon time, and maybe made it worth getting in and out of Winghaven.
Yeah. Truman, how about you?
Well, for you folks that that know that Craig and I share an airplane, and it's formally known as the Cherokee 6, but it really should be known as the Cherokee truck. And the reason is because on Friday, we've been working on another friend's airplane. We took the engine out of that friend's airplane. We loaded it onto our Cherokee truck, and I flew it down to Troutdale, which is, you know, right next to Portland, dropped it off at a shop down there, and... Man, it all worked great. I was really impressed. Didn't even get any grease on the airplane.
So if you can get another airplane engine in your airplane, you can get me in there, right?
You betcha,
we can
baby.
All head up. And,
you betcha.
Yeah, go have lunch with Kevin in Friday Harbor.
Yeah, no, we can easily do that.
Per previous discussions, all right.
Oh, that would be a grand idea.
There we go.
Okay, we'll keep you posted.
Yeah, this could be fun.
How many airports are there in the Gulf Islands in the
oh,
summer?
Oh, there are a lot.
Yeah,
a
so lot. It could be multiple.
Roche Harbor, Friday Harbor, yeah. Orcas Island. Yeah.
Unfortunately, the pilots aren't permitted to drink.
Indeed.
Well, in fact, one of those islands is owned, the airport's in the center of the island. It's kind of like a residential airport community,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember which one.
Is it Stewart? We have a couple of guys who live, have houses on Stewart, and they fly up there all the time. Yeah.
And in Friday Harbor, you almost land in town.
Right? Exactly.
Yeah.
So, cool.
Bruce, what do you got this last week?
Good week. My grandson Theodore was in the dance performance this weekend, which was just a blast, and he just loves dancing. And we'll come back and talk about that when we talk about honorary mayor contest. Sunday was a birthday party for Carolyn Candy, who was a teacher here on the island. And Carolyn and John came here in the late 60s, and so it was a reunion of all those folks who at the time were called hippies. Now we would call them counterculture. But it was an incredible sort of gathering of people who came in the late 60s and early 70s, raised their kids in the 70s and 80s and into the 90s. And it was just like an old-time reunion. It was a kick. It was really a lot of fun. So, and then the other thing I'm doing is trying to get the crab boat ready for launching. Crab season's coming up in July. And it's sort of all those things you should have done in October that you realize, oh, my God, we can't get that done before you can put the boat in the water. And it's sort of like, it's probably a bit like an airplane before you take off.
Very
right?
Similar. Very similar, yeah.
Wow.
Not as expensive, however.
Yeah, no. Well, that sounds like a good week. Lynn-Ann, how about you?
Well, I've been busy at my, I'm here talking about Strawberry Festival as one capacity that I do, but I have at the gallery, if you all haven't seen, we have a collection of, and I'm really proud of it, of Jean Emmons botanical paintings. It's our largest collection ever. She's nationally known. That's pretty amazing. And then you can come and see a garden installation with Fernadette, who's a walking grace of that was made by three women of... And her clothing is moss and, you know, all kind of live objects. And then a whole pond setting. I have a whole water feature. Yes, it's already gotten splashed into, yes. but a pond feature, water feature in the gallery. So that's been kind of the focus for my last week. And also just the reception has been really beautiful to the people that helped me create that.
Cool. You do keep busy. There's no question about it. Yeah. Nicole.
Yes, and in line with Bruce's comment, my last week was all about my 10-year-old Cora, And she is in Umo School for aerial. Mm-hmm. So she had all of her practices last week, two performances last week. One of them was on top, like the same time as the first Friday road closure. So I was kind of coordinating both there. And then on Sunday, we have some club soccer teams on the island, and the U10 group for Vashon is a killer group of girls. Mm. Like the energy and the excitement, but the love for each other. They're undefeated in Seattle. And it's like no one star player. Like everybody's out there giving it their all. So it was like a week-long fest with my daughter, which was a blast. So
that's terrific. That. Undefeated. Yeah. You hear that, Amy?
Yeah, undefeated soccer girls. Yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, all right. Well,
Craig being naughty.
You guys were out there trying.
Hey, you know. That's right. Giving it their all for each other.
Yeah. Exactly. My week was basically a lot of home repairs, a lot of climbing up on ladders, which my wife says I shouldn't be doing. You know, fixing skylights and things like that. And then fighting ants and fighting mice. They seem to have all of a sudden come out. Had a morning scramble with a theme very similar to one that Truman oftentimes has, movie themes, great songs of the movies. And yesterday we celebrated my lovely wife's birthday with a bunch of Geminis that also have birthdays right around this time. So that was fun. Although we have a giant birch tree that was dropping seeds. It is the dirtiest tree. I love that tree, but it is beautiful. But for about 2 weeks, it just rains these seedling things. So that was my week. It was a good week. Today is June 10th, and today is special, like all days are. This is National Iced Tea Day, Abolition Day. That's a international Abolition Day. To get rid of servitude around the world, wherever it exists. Egg roll day. Who doesn't like an egg roll, you know?
Or is that rolling an egg?
Or that's a different day. That's Easter,
okay,
I think.
Got it, okay.
Portugal day. What a wonderful country Portugal is. Frosted cookie day. When I think of frosted cookies, I think of those little animal cookies with the, you know, that come in pink and white and the little sprinkles on them.
Who's in charge of days? Because I want to start naming days.
Well, it's a private individual.
Is it like by a star?
I think it's just a couple of a man and a wife, and they just started keeping track of various days.
Frosted cookie day.
Yeah. I mean,
not just cookie day, frosted cookie day.
Special, very special.
All right, I'm gonna start naming days.
Yeah, you should. You should come in and name a day. You know, have your own day.
All right. Yeah.
This is also Strawberry Moon Day. It's you can start seeing it tonight. Full moon, a strawberry moon. That the day of the year the Native Americans said, this is the time to pick those ripe berries. Huh? Start picking them. So, it's also going to be one of the lowest arcs in like almost 30 years because of a very unusual astrological thing. The lunar pause, I think, or something along that way. Did you know that the moon paused?
No.
No, that seems cataclysmic.
It does, doesn't it? Okay, today in history, 1752, Ben Franklin puts electricity in a jar. If I could put time in a bottle. He put electricity in a jar by flying a kite with a key attached to it. That was in 1752.
Is that a real story?
I kept
hearing, how about that, Bruce? Is that real?
It's disputed.
Anything that old is disputed.
Yeah, but,
that's right.
But it's a good story.
It is a good story.
1935, Alcoholics Anonymous was founded in Akron, Ohio by Bill Wilson and Dr. Robert Smith. A wonderful organization. In 1976, 67,000 fans attended the Wings concert at the Seattle Kingdome. Anybody here make that concert?
No.
No? Okay. I thought that'd be an interesting coincidence, but it did.
Was Paul McCartney in Wings?
There was somebody before or after the Beatles. I think they were called Wings.
Okay, I just I remember my Susie, my wife, her overheard a conversation, something about, you know, McCartney was in a band before Wings.
I should believe that or not.
Yeah. Wow, it's amazing that guy. Believe. Yeah.
1977, Apple Computer puts its first Apple II computers on sale. I bought my first Apple computer in 1986, and I've had Apple computers in my business and at home ever since.
Well, my daughter was born in 77, and she had a business where the main computer that she used was an Apple II.
Yeah.
For it running one of her printers.
Yeah, slipping
with a big floppy disk.
Oh, yeah. Pretty floppy disk back and forth. Yeah. It was a pain. All right, enough tomfoolery. Let's get to our small talk guests. We have Nicole Bandaducci. Not Bandaducci. I added an extra syllable there, didn't I?
I was going to work with it. That sounds pretty.
I kind of like it.
Yeah, Bandaducci. That's Bandaducci. Let's leave it at that. The executive director of the Chamber of Commerce. And Lynn-Ann Polite, the project manager of the Strawberry Festival, amongst her many other jobs that she has on the island. It's a real pleasure having the two of you with us today as our annual summer festival grows ever closer. You know, before you tell us about what's going on with the festival, we normally ask for a little bit of our guests' origin stories. What brought you to Vashon Island? And what are your current responsibilities with regards to the Strawberry Festival? Nicole?
Yeah, definitely. My husband and I and our daughter, Cora, are still in an under 2-year residency here on Vashon. It was June 30th, 2023 that we actually moved here.
Wow.
I have a photo of Cora on my desk because we first fell in love with Vashon back in 2018, knowing that this is where we were going to be. And I have a photo of little Cora sitting on the street up by Hinge Gallery, eating a lollipop that the fire department threw at her. And the cheerleaders in the background. And cool. To this day, like, that's a, like, reminding me of, like, why we're here and our love for the island. So
that's a good photo.
To be in the role. Yeah. A little stinker. Yeah. It's fun.
So what are you doing now at the chamber?
I stepped in after Amy as executive director at the Chamber of Commerce. A part of my requirement on accepting the job, though, was to be able to hire a project manager for festival and then also our road closures. We hired a crew for that too, because that's just the only way to get the job done. I look at Amy in terms of how she's able to get things done before that. So so excited to be on board. I came into this role just back last September.
Wow. So I'm going to ask you the question that is the most pressing question of the day. What about the candy canes? Are we getting any new candy canes?
Oh, you know, that's an interesting question. It's not on my current priority list, but I want to talk to Wes. I was one of the volunteers that helped restring them at Eagles last year, and those stinkers are heavy.
Mm.
And I know just from the PSE guys trying to put them up is challenging. So definitely want to talk to him about that. There's a family on the island that has a foundation. They're actually interested in potentially helping with the candy canes or whatever solution.
Maybe
comes
cycling
there.
In a new one occasionally.
Yeah, I'm a dork for the history, so mm-hmm. I really appreciate. Like, I get chills just thinking about like the symbolic history of them. But I also care about the people that are putting them up for us.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely a fun project to look at for the future.
Good. That is a bit of a digression, is it not?
I'm all for digression. Bring it on.
Like my students used to say, that the problem with my digressions were that I actually came back to the point.
Eventually, yeah.
And Lynn-Ann, how about you? What's your brief origin story, and what are you up to as a project manager?
So I came to Vashon 2000. So I've been here for 26 years. So I'm still not a native, but I'm in that other category, which is after that. I was actually pretty unintentional and live in an intentional community and call myself the most unintentional, intentional person in the intentional community of co-housing. I actually rented a little studio there with my daughter. I kind of came upon here on a suggestion of a friend. And, it's one of those things I just never left. So I just kept working and was able to work remotely. And at that time, I was corralling and producing and working with yoga, international traveling yoga teachers and fitness and wellness experts. And now I corral and wrangle artists, kind of sort of the same thing, and produce events. At the year 2000, during COVID, I joined the chamber board and then headed the Strawberry Festival Events Committee, which had four of us, for producing both 2021 and 2022, which if anybody wants to produce a festival, I suggest you don't do it during COVID.
Yeah.
So that was a pretty amazing thing. And then a couple years, you know, I stepped back for a couple years. What a surprise, right? I was like, ah. Anyway, and enjoyed the Strawberry Festival. And then, like Nicole said, that the chamber had decided, just to be clear, Nicole is only part-time and all that she does within her part-time capacity as an ED. And so they said, well, let's bring someone in for special events. And because I had the experience then, I wanted to jump in again. So I'm here.
Well, so you started with the festival and on the board, I should say, in 2020? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And did you learn some lessons from COVID that still apply today with regards to the festival? Or
yes, there was a very the board at the four of us at that time was Connie, Cheryl, me, and then I think that was just the three of us, and we were heading it up, and those three are still on it with me, and with Nicole. And we realized that there was a chance to kind of re-envision the festival. And one of the things that we did is we were listening to the community. And the community had, especially the businesses, and here's the chamber, right, being supporting businesses. And yet the businesses were saying that all the booths were blocking their businesses, that they were leaving, that they were shutting down. And we're like, okay, something's wrong with this picture. You know, we have this huge influx of people. And yet the businesses, plus we didn't actually on 2021, they didn't have a festival in 2020. We didn't want to have the influx of people, right? Because of COVID. So we were balancing this and go, let's try this. Let's try something where it's by Vashon for Vashon. And that was our kind of our slogan at the time. And not, we didn't have vendors anyways, but we didn't want to block them. And we really encouraged the businesses to pop out, and we didn't charge them fees for that. And at that time, by the time before COVID, I think with two full-time staff for working a year, the chamber was producing up to five to seven stages. And it just became sort of like this chamber thing versus a community thing. So we decentralized it, basically. We intentionally said, you know, Snapdragon, you do you. I mean, that was my motto. In fact, the merchandise woman gave me a t-shirt that said, you do you. You know, I was like, you do you. You know, Hetty, you do you. Like, everybody do. Ruby Brink, you know, everybody do something and contribute in this time where we couldn't actually have people come anyway. And they did. And then the next year we said, okay, let's do the same thing and not block these businesses. And then after that first year, the businesses were like, oh, I get it. And then, you know, Samantha was at the bakery at the time, started doing strawberry donuts. And, you know, all of a sudden people started doing something different. And so then they continued on 23, 24 with that same idea. There's no booths that are blocking these businesses south of Bank, and then up north of Bank, you know, putting the vendors in between the businesses. Like Treasure Island didn't want to be blocked, and she wants to put out there. And she said, we started getting reports back that actually the businesses were having better days than they've ever had in the year, as opposed to a typical to a not so great Saturday, which doesn't make sense when you have the influx. So it's been keeping rolling. And in that time, we've also gotten feedback that we do want to have, you know, shaved ice vendors, or we do want to have different vendors. And we do want to have, you know, how can we service to bring bring things to our community? So that we say, just like what all the organizations when we have bands at VCA or something, that you're coming here instead of having to pay a ferry. And that philosophy has really cultivated us as far as our curation of the bands, the curation of the vendors. And then I've been walking the street saying, okay, you know, Vashon Theater, what are you doing? And she's like, well, I want to have a puppetry in front of me. And I was like, great, it's a kid's thing. So, you know, how can we envelope that in that? So I'm doing a lot of outreach that was already started in the years before the last, you know, since 2021, it was continued and, you know, continued with when Amy was working on it. And so of really what can people provide? And so it's great to get calls to say, hey, I want to do this, you know, and I'm like, I think that sounds great. And honestly, when someone says you should do something, I usually say, yes, you should. And I will put you on the front of that committee, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's sort of how we've evolved since that time.
All right. So let's get down to brass tacks. when, you're answering part of this question already and where, but when is the festival?
It's the weekend of July 18th, 19th, and 20th. I always want to make sure. Yeah. It starts on Friday. We're closing the streets at 3, opening the bands at 4, and it closes, it goes all the way through Saturday, all the way through Sunday. We're going to actually last band ends at 5 on Sunday, and we open the streets at 6. Right. It's going to be along Main Street like always. We also expect other, places nearby. Down by Cafe Luna, they'll probably do something. We expect something from Snapdragon.
Bank Road, partway down.
It's still
Bank
the
Road.
High. Well, yeah, we're going to close. We'll always close the street there at right behind.
Yeah.
Up there on the that corner.
Sure.
But it's pretty. The street closure is from right here at the Chevron, all the way up to Ober Park.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how about Friday night? Is there anything really special for Friday night?
Oh, I think Friday night's very special. Friday night has been really when it's a Vashon night, right? The off-islanders don't come. We don't get invaded till Saturday, usually. So Friday night, we're starting with Rumor Has It, which is a band that people love, the Coop loves especially. And then the Reptile Man. So the Reptile Man was not available, or Reptile Daughter. His daughter does it too for the weekend. We didn't get them, so he's coming. And then after that, I pulled out of retirement was retirement. They haven't played for a couple of years. Is the Talking Heads cover band? I'm always facing it. The Little Creatures. That's got Andy James and John Whalen. Mm. And then in the evening is Bowie Rex with Martin Favier, who's a huge, huge,
Sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
And so,
and let me jump in too. Yeah. The museum does Ice Cream Social on Friday night, which is oriented for kids.
Right.
And so, with the Reptile Guy and the Ice Cream Social, it's going to be great.
Yeah.
I always try to get 2 ice creams.
Yeah, right.
Wait, so just Mythbuster moment here, because I like to do that. So it's not true that children will be abducted at off the street of Strawberry Festival and given a copy of Homer's Odysseus to read on hot pavement for the entirety. That's it. That's all that's available.
Okay.
No, there's kids events. So Strawberry Ice Cream Social, Reptile Man.
Oh, do you want us to go on to the kids?
I had heard that kids would just be, they'd be just locked in a pen. Yeah, and given a book to read.
So there's probably some parents who'd like to do that and hand out to the beer garden.
No.
But
okay.
So do you want us? We can segue into.
No, I mean, I just real quick. Yeah,
the parents could be at the beverage garden, and the kids zone is now at Ober Park.
Yeah, we're talking
with the playground area, because that's what happens anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of having stuff over by the chamber office, we moved the whole kids zone. Even though there's other kid things happening throughout, we're trying to spread it out. But the idea that kids can go have fun, Camp Self on Saturday and Sunday is going to have a booth and activities. So we're super excited about that. So the kids don't have to be, having to read Odysseus tied to a cage.
Right. No. And that's for 5 minutes on Friday night, right? No kids activities outside of that.
Yeah, sarcasm right. abounds.
Yeah,
I just, that's what I saw on Facebook. So,
therefore it must be not true. Okay. Got it. No, in fact, if we want to just go down the kids zone, I mean, I think we've got an extra energy behind that with Connie Sorensen, in that there's going to be the bouncy houses, and they're going to be over there, over with the playground. There's going to be face painting. Then Camp South, like Nicole said, is going to be doing these fun activities from like 12 to 4. Then they down right across here at Covos, the Covos is the Vashon Youth Baseball is having a fast pitch tent, with the speed thing.
Oh.
I told you about the puppetry down here. We have a vendor who wrote us that has a trailer, and you go in and it's like a mysterious, find out clue sort of experience that's coming. Mm. We're going to have, remember a long time ago, we haven't had it for a while, is the bungee jumping guy. So I think he's going to be here.
And Tara from Come On Barber is going to have, just right out here in the parking lot, the recess parking lot, they're doing a mini putt-putt kind of golf thing too, which is cool.
Oh, how fun.
VYFS is going to have its teen jam. And then, we're working on some other things. We're hoping that the Parks, the Vashon Parks District can get the, everything going for this dunk tank, which is, I said, you got to get celebs in there. You know, I got to get people that people want to dunk. And that's a fundraiser for them.
I can volunteer if you. Why are you pointing
I'm
over
thinking,
the side
I'm
of
thinking
it?
There's what some the candidates heck? Around the table.
Excuse me, I'm going to take some names and numbers and send them off. Yeah, so we really, I think we're going to have, and we're like Nicole said, we're spreading around. It's going to be, the kids are going to be up north, but you know, we'll be spreading it down through the whole festival.
Right, you know, you. I have a question about later in the festival, but I can't get out of my head this pop out business thing, and that sounds pretty cool. Have you ever approached Dr. Langland? I was thinking, you know, the pop out with the nitrous oxide and stuff could be a huge draw. It could be a thing.
I mean, you know, you just, could
okay.
do whippets.
All right, well, let's go past that then.
Hold on for a second. Okay. Yeah, let me back up just for a moment.
You
brought up a couple topics that I just wanted to clarify. One, Truman, is your daughter going to have a booth or anything?
No, not this year.
Okay, because she's a professional photographer, right. And sometimes she's had that. How are the booths set up in terms of the ones that typically involve people from off-island and people on island? Are they is that happening this year or something else?
I mean, I haven't done the layout yet, and okay. I'm still going through the 100 booths that have applied, and we probably have a bunch of those. But I did have... where was it? I had some numbers about, we have 17 food booths. So we're going to have, we just had someone write for Thai food. So we're going to have a nice diverse food part. Those just logistically, we had to cluster them together because of where they have between the requirements and electricity and yada, yada, yada. What I did know that over 38, almost 40% of the booths are new this year. People applied, and we specifically asked you, have you been on the island? And if not, tell us where. And these are people that have been in other big festivals. I mean, these are festival-going booths, and now they're having us. And, you know, our weekend is not like it's not a popular weekend. I know we're not in West Seattle. West Seattle's before us. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, July and August is hot for festivals. And so I think it's great that people are really seeing, our festival and what it is. So, yeah, there's about 40% of those. We have a lot of nonprofits and services, and you know, it's, you look and there's some duplicates, but I mean, of course you need two different options of whether or not you need new gutters, right? So we got two, you know, we have two pot shops, we need two booths. So, you know, it's just, there's a lot of our nonprofits, which is so wonderful, have jumped in because we really, they see it as an opportunity for us to know our other nonprofits and to support our other nonprofits and get that kind of information. So, and our local businesses that are offering services, like, you know, John Coughlin, who does plants and landscaping, you know, so you can get to know who your neighbors are as well.
Cool.
Good.
Yeah. The other thing, which is a big part of the festival, are the parades. And you were talking about kids' activities. Is there, normally in the past, the kids' parade kind of preceded the Saturday major parade. Is that the way it's going to happen this year?
Do you really think that we would not do that?
Just want to verify.
I mean, come on. You think I value my life? So yeah. Let's just start there. Of course, of course, of course. So one thing that we did at COVID as well is we didn't have a parade sign up. We said, you show up. And I know it wasn't fun for the VOV, you know, people,
right.
You know.
I wonder who are those guys?
Trying to say, okay, who's this group? But because you didn't have your list and we didn't put them in and we don't put them in order, which is... So, but y'all did fine. So we're like, we're going to, you know, rinse and repeat. So we do have a sign up, which is great to give that kind of information. But I mean, we're just like, show up, you know, and we line up and show up. And the thing that's big this year, and we're going to repeat it and repeat it and repeat it, is we're going earlier on Saturday. And the reason for that is because the parade was running into the music schedules and the other activities that were happening. And it was hot. Mm-hmm. So we're starting and having a lineup at 9 on Saturday, and then the parade's at 10. But that's totally coincides with the same time that the car parade, which is run and sponsored and done everything by Island Insurance. And they line up down at VCA at 9, and they come through at 10, and then they have their show at the parking lot by the chamber at 11-ish, 30-ish. On Saturday, we're going to have the parade starts at 10. It'll get down to the end, and then music starts at 11:30 in the beverage garden. And so we're just trying to, you know, be consistent. So you just have to think one thing. Line up at 9. That's the thing.
Okay, so line up at 9. Children's will lead the parade.
Absolutely.
That's on Saturday. And like you said, the car parade is not run by the chamber. It's basically run by which insurance company?
Island.
Sure. That's
Island. And I'm calling.
And that's
these,
Sunday.
Yeah, and I'm calling these sort of things partner, you know, things like we haven't heard back about the Burby Run yet, but you know, there's thing or and I think there's somebody that's getting some more energy behind the pancake breakfast. Those are things that have been traditionally that have been provided by that we want to also like again decentralize and have other people do them, and I call them partners, and they just have been being within the envelope of the whole thing. It's just that. You know, the committee of four is not spearheading it all.
Right.
Okay, well, I will have to say in that parade, I know the drum corps, Indivisible Vashon Drum Corps, is planning to be there in the parade. So Fabulous. They're going to have their big banner. So the Voice of Vashon folks, no problem. You can identify us.
And we'll hear them coming.
You'll hear them coming from a distance, absolutely. Yeah, but Sunday, what's planned for Sunday at Strawberry Festival? Did you already cover that?
Yeah, we did.
You did. Okay. And in that case, so where people listening are going to be queued in, right? All of our listeners, several listeners from the Brown Brotherhood. But where everybody else, you know, where do they look to find the gory details about when exactly to show up for what?
On the Vashon Chamber website, so vashonchamber.com. And I'm under events, Strawberry Festival. And I'm going to have on the homepage, I need to still add it. Right now, it's the unofficial mayor voting link, but there'll be a link to go directly to the Strawberry Festival webpage. And we're going to have specifics per day. We're going to have kid-specific activities highlighted there as well. So on our website.
We're also working with the Beachcomber, you know, to tell them, and we've already talked with them, and they're going to do, you know, they'll give us whatever they can give us as far as, but we'll have our schedule out. We're also going to have it through social media and get it out on through social media.
Excellent, excellent. All right, so music and entertainment, we talked about Friday, and just quick myth buster, is it true that all local artists are banned from the main stage? Is that true? I heard that.
Well, it's spoiler over there, aren't you?
I need to get on your Facebook feed.
Yeah, I heard that. Okay, so local performers are allowed on the main stage.
So this was what I'm going to go back to what we said as far as the following the survey and what people have asked. Mm-hmm. And there's definitely, we want to hear our local bands. However, we can hear our local bands. We'd like to, you know, in the comfort of our own, you know, blanket on at Ober Park. Bring in some off.
It's $100 to get into Ober Park. Is that right?
That's right. True.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Well, by the way, I want to bring that up. That's a really good point. That also happened during COVID. The beer garden was 21 and only, up and only. That was the beer garden that Chamber did, and they did it in Vashon Village. During COVID, because we only had one, we could only do one, we came up with the idea of splitting it. So we had the beer garden half and the other half dancing area for families. We did it first at IGA, and then we did it at Vashon Village. And that tradition has continued. So now the main stage isn't just 21 and on, over. It's and Ober Park works really great. That was Amy brought that over when she was doing it last year to bring it over to Ober Park. Which took some negotiating with, you know, the Parks District. And so half of it is open in the Bluffs, you know, it's open for families. And the other half is the beverage garden where the parents are drinking while their kids are over at the playground.
Brilliant.
So so this year we went ahead and balanced it. And it's about almost 50-50 that it's about 50-50 from the bands that are coming off island coming to us. One of the bands, its tickets price off island is anywhere from $25 to $70 to see them. We've already looked it online and you get to see them for free. And that's Hell's Bells. It's an all women's AC/DC band that's on Sunday, which if you're an AC, you know, that fan, I'm finding those people come out of the woodwork of as far as locals who are saying, oh my God, you're bringing them here. So I told you Friday, Saturday, the morning three groups are groups that have been on the island that people have loved. And that would be Dusty 45s.
Yeah.
Ron Artist, of whom came through Deborah Heesh. Mm-hmm. You know, she's been collaborating. We're also bringing someone new through her called Kimmy Bitter. Mm-hmm. She's got a whole great stick going on. She's a country/modern. Yep. She's really great. And
we've actually interviewed her here on Voice of Vashon. Yes.
That's great. Mm-hmm. So what I also felt and found is that people like to listen to music that they know. So I'm bringing in some tribute bands. So I already told you about the Talking Heads band. We have Jealous Dogs. They're a Pretender band. The Power Players, they're an 11-piece, 3-piece with horns, both a female and a male lead singer. And they're doing Toto and Earth, Wind & Fire and, you know, all these 80s, 90s Of course, festival music, LED7 dancing music. Yeah, I know everybody loved the Fleetwood Mac cover band. They were not available, but if you just saw Pete Welsh has posted, he's bringing them in for the August at you know summer nights and the Thursday nights. So we'll still get them this summer. Just they weren't available for the Strawberry Festival. Of course, you know Bowie Rex comes in with his covers. And then we have published a quest. You know, people love Jacob Bain and his gang. And he recommended a band. And I figure if he recommends a band, and I listen to them, and they're great. They're funk slash, you know, jam sort of band. And they're called The Panda Conspiracy. And they, too, have horns. And then we have our great One More Mile. It's going to close out. So the headliners in the evening, the last three, but I call them all headliners. I'm just saying the closing acts of each day are Vashon. And then we have Vashon sprinkled out throughout. And then we have these great people that have already been on the island that people have loved. And then we've got some new people that we're introducing. So it was a really very intentional curation, I feel.
How many stages?
We're just doing one.
Oh, it's just going to be one.
That's one stage. All that's on one stage.
We're not going to have...
Oh, and don't forget Portage Phil. Of course, we always have Portage Phil. They're going to be out here. And then the chamber produces one stage, and that's the stage at Ober Park. And anybody else can produce. I'm sure that... I think Hetty has booked some things. You can talk to Hetty at Sugar Shack.
Snapdragon, of course, Snapdragon will have their stage.
They'll have... I don't know what they're doing. They you know, last year they did something different. They do something different. Those guys are great. They think of something new all the time. Yeah, I've already connected with them and said, basically, you do you, which they know, and, you know, envelope us in if we can support you. That's basically my approach.
And is Portage Phil going to be playing at the... four-way stop?
Yeah, they're going to play right there. They normally play around in front of Sporties, and it's 6 to 8 on Saturday.
Okay, that's okay.
Yeah. So they come in, and they're great. They just bring everything in have that street dance. Yeah, so we wouldn't forget them.
I did want to ask you about buskers. Do you have buskers that play sometimes around on the street? And do you have a busker policy? I was on the board of Northwest Folklife, and that was always a major issue.
Oh, they didn't want them.
No, we did, but we didn't want them stopping traffic. Mm-hmm. It's very difficult to get around the Seattle Center if you had buskers right in the middle of the major pathways.
Oh.
That was the issue.
Haven't thought of it, but I mean, honestly, the definition of buskers is their pop-up, right? So I probably won't even know, not like I can schedule them.
not unless they're stepping on other music nearby.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I don't have an answer for that because I hadn't thought of it. And I think that the one thing about Ober Park is it's such a natural amphitheater that even if a busker was like a half a block away, I don't think they would conflict because Treasure Island has played music and so has somebody outside of Pandora's. And you certainly don't hear that up north.
No. Yeah. Well, and heads up for the Andy Fuller Pavilion. I heard that's popping this year. You got to look for it behind Sporties. Look out! Yeah, okay. Right there in Andy Fuller Park. I know.
Are they going to do something for Strawberry Festival?
It's a rumor.
See, I just think this is great. I mean, I think that people know about it and they just pop up, and you know, there's going to be surprises, and you know, it just is. It actually enables us to have a really different offering for the community.
I'm happy to hear that my co-host in the Morning Scramble, Mike Nichols, will be playing at the closing band. This harmonica.
Yes. He's in One More Mile along with Jason.
That's right.
Yeah.
Bruce, did you have some?
Yeah, I did. The unofficial mayor contest began in 1980 as a fundraiser, and it's continued every year since. So tell us a little bit about that. Who are the candidates this year? And maybe, Lynn-Ann, you were an unofficial mayor. Maybe you can jump in at some point and talk about what it's like being an unofficial mayor.
Perfect. Yeah. The unofficial mayor campaign, I call it a fundraiser. Mm-hmm. It's fun for the community in terms of carrying on that tradition. I was talking earlier about how when my family first visited, it was Strawberry Festival. And I remember seeing at the time it was a golden retriever was the mayor. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was the coolest thing ever. We just announced yesterday we have four candidates this year. Two are kids this year. We have no furry four-legged friends, but we have two super cool kids. We have Georgie. For the Vashon Island Midwifery. Mm-hmm. They're a newer business on the island, a nonprofit that does great work with our community. TK Rose, who is raising money for the Vashon Center for the Arts and the Blue Heron Scholarship Fund. Mm. And he's been, we have a thing where it's like sign up. And once you sign up, you can start campaigning. Just encourage people. So they were on it and they've been campaigning here for a little bit. We also have from Vashon Be Prepared, Fern the Raccoon. And the Vashon Food Bank, the community food bank, because they have nothing else going on right now. They actually have entered Canny. Representing the food bank. So having some fun there. And the coolest thing I love about this is it's great energy. Since we're unincorporated, we don't have a real mayor. So it's great to have an unofficial one. But the we're actually doing something slightly. Last year, we actually announced how much everybody raised, mm-hmm. which is tough because organizations are different sizes. And who really cares at the end of the day? It's fun and it's a great opportunity for people to raise some important money to support the organization. So we're not going to do that, but we will announce the winner in the run-up on Saturday after the parade time period. And it's just a great opportunity for marketing these nonprofits, for them to get in front of the community and raise, especially nowadays, some important funds for their organization. So we're super excited about that.
So how do you vote? I mean, this is a buy your vote, right? So how does that work?
Exactly. We get this year, instead of... we've often in the past had it where they have to people vote through like a separate portal. To simplify it, you can actually vote directly with the nonprofit. And we have links on our website that will take you to their nonprofit donation page, and the nonprofits will report back to the chamber. But that helped kind of streamline the process there a little bit. Do you have a question?
I do. In the past, the chamber took a percentage of the winnings.
Yes.
Is that still a case?
Yeah, about 15%. Okay. It's okay. Something that's hardwired into our festival production costs.
Yep.
Okay. So that in that, if anything, that helps encourage us to promote them and get more exposure for these candidates and these organizations.
So by them raising money directly to their website, then they're just going to report to you the difference. Okay.
Yeah. I figured it's a honor system kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I'm just super stoked in terms of like who's participating, and it'll be fun to see how everybody does.
Can people still sign up, or organizations
The deadline for signing up was Friday.
So
yeah.
It's a four-way race.
Okay. There was one other organization that was maybe going to come in. They're not a chamber member. It's a chamber member only participation. It helps support the chamber and promote that aspect. We're hoping that organization decides to join the chamber for next year. But, it's a great opportunity. Oh, and Lynann, you were...
Yeah, so I was... I ran as Irena, the goddess of peace, I raised money for the Dove Project. And I was from 2019 until 2020, meaning that I got shut down, as everybody did, in March of 2020. And, had a whole costume going on and everything. And basically the winner can do whatever they want with it. I was basically told at the time by, I think Jim Marsh was doing it then. Yeah. I got asked to the senior center to cut the ribbon for something. And, speaking of days that you can identify, Amy, I showed up on, winter solstice at the Snapdragon when St. Ophelia was playing, and I declared with a big, huge scroll, the day of sparkle. Yes. And so I said that was the day of sparkle. And I did other things around to help with regards to when people would call or would do things and show up. But, you know, it was just, I was running against no humans. I was a three-legged dog and another dog and a chicken. There was one human. It was the Summer Santa. That was it. But the thing that's interesting is I was against two senior center kind of organizations and then two pet rescue ones, and that was a tough race because people honestly, you know, they would donate to those as opposed to domestic violence, a little tougher subject. So I got tons of support from Dove though, and I was in the parade and everything, and it's really fun, and I love that these kids are jumping in and supporting the nonprofits that they, you know, that they love.
Just a little history. Bernie and Hillary, I thought, was a great combination.
That was great, too.
Great combination.
Our 2024 unofficial mayor was Uncle Wigglebottom from Camp Seal.
Camp Seal, yeah.
Which is part of within the kids' zone. We wanted to make sure they got recognition by being able to have some space there as well.
Yep. Speaking of history, Bruce, You being our local historian, I thought you might be able to share a few highlights regarding the history of the festival.
Oh yeah, sure. It's I mean, it's an interesting history because it's not been continuous, you know, and it's only been the Strawberry Festival that we know it now, really since the 1980s. But the first festival on the island was in actually 1900. It was called the Island Fair. And then we can't find any records of anything like that going on until 1909. And they actually had a strawberry festival in 1909. So that's probably the official beginning of what we call the Strawberry Festival today. And then it was intermittent. You know, it was canceled during World War I. During the 1920s, it ran for a number of years, 23, 24, 25, 26. And then as the Depression hit, it sort of faded out. It was a carnival some years. It was a festival some years. It was canceled during World War II. And then after World War II, the veterans coming back after the war restarted the festival, but called it the Peach Festival because peach crops were a big deal on Vashon until 1949-50 when the peach blight sort of wiped out all the peach trees. And then in the 50s, it really became the Harvest Festival and the Vashon Island Festival. And then in 1980, it became Strawberry Fields Forever. it was a great
country. Yeah, I wonder why.
Yeah, right. But for a couple of years, and then the chamber came back into it. And different organizations ran at different times. But beginning in the 80s, the chamber came in. And so from 1983 to the present, it's been the Vashon Island Strawberry Festival. So long, interesting, kind of winding history to get us to where we are.
That raises two questions in my mind. Do you ever refer to this as the something-something annual? You come up with is this the 100th? Is this the 50th? Have you ever tried
not
to
that
do
I've
that?
Not that I've seen.
We've tried to do that.
Yeah, I think it's like the 110th annual this year.
Wow.
It's been around for, like, in all the different iterations, it's been around for a long time. Because, and you can do the math because there's, you know, if you go in the chamber office, there's, like, you know, 1986, the blah, blah, blah annual. So it's out there.
Wasn't there one year that they thought of just calling it the Vashon Festival? And I think there might have been a coup because there was like, no way, even though, because it's not around strawberries.
Well, yeah, Mythbuster, is it true that the chamber bans any vendors from selling strawberry related items?
Yeah. No, in fact,
because there's none. I went up and I like came up and I seriously couldn't find any strawberry
anything
last year.
You're going to have strawberry donuts, I know of two, and you're going to have chocolate dipped strawberries.
What about strawberry shortcake?
And the strawberry shortcake with the Rotary Club's going to do this again. And then, wait a minute, Friday night, you're going to be at the Heritage Museum.
So it's not true that strawberries are banned.
No, it's not true.
That's a good representation of strawberries.
I'm learning a lot. This is, yeah.
The other thing, go ahead, I'm sorry. Really fast. I've gotten some concerned comments about why do we not have buttons anymore? Because there's a lot of people that collect.
Right.
This year, we're bringing back the button.
Oh, hooray.
All right.
And also, I have a couple boxes. I'm working with Greta at the museum. We have a couple boxes of historical buttons that the museum's going to be able to hand out at their booth.
Right.
So super excited about that, too.
How old do they have to be historical? I probably have some in my desk drawer at home.
I love it when they say mid-century, and I'm like, which century are we talking about here? That segues, if we could, I know we only have a few more minutes, talk about one thing, and that is a few things. One is the merchandise, which Nicole's been really working on.
Yeah, we're actually excited. This goes to the button and that kind of thing. And also, Lynn, you talked so much about the music, and we're listening to Sly and the Family Stone before this. The vibe for the merch this year is our artist on island. She went with kind of a 60s album cover art kind of vibe.
That's cool.
That's cool.
I know those of you on the radio can't see it, but imagine like Grateful Dead in the 60s. It's a strawberry troll, but she imagined this fine man sitting at the roastery talking to people about his bees and his strawberries. This is just a black and white. We're going to have like concert shirt kind of vibe, black shirts with this on the front and cream.
That's great. Put that a little closer to the microphone.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Just showing for you guys in the room. And then also a bunch of other cool merch that we're going to have. So excited about kind of that vibe, and it goes with the weekend.
So Who is the artist?
Annie, and I'm Mozzie.
You're afraid I was going to ask that question.
I know. I meant to write it down. I'm sorry, Annie. She's amazing. She's done a lot of work for Standard artist. Goods. She's a fashion. We did a call for artists. I got like 40 artists.
Wow.
Some I loved, but they were not on Vashon, and I had to have a Vashon artist. So it came down to a couple that were on Island and fell in love with Annie.
So these are going to be T-shirts?
Yeah, we're going to have T-shirts, mugs, sweatshirts, hats. The hats are actually going to be embroidered with this cool kind of smaller logo. I know, sorry, folks on the radio. You're going to have to come to festival and see it at our merch booth.
Which is at Ober Park.
Yes. Okay. And I know from a volunteer standpoint, we actually have some merch to give to volunteers based on if you work one shift, you get this really cool vintage keychain we're doing. If you work two shifts, then you get a mug and a keychain. And three shifts, you get a hat, a mug, and a keychain. For this cool merch. So excited about that too. So we have a lot of volunteer opportunities on the site.
I want to segue into that as far as volunteers, because that has been something we've tried to rebuild over the years. It kind of got we lost it at COVID, but this is definitely, you know, a volunteer driven sort of festival. And there are the four of us, you know, leading the charge and taking the heavy lift, but there we need people. And so Nicole's set up a really great volunteer sign up. It's by, you know, tells you what you can do, tells you what skills you need to have, i.e. can you lift 50 pounds, you know, and we segregate, you know, put it into like 2-hour shifts, but we need people at the closure to help check in vendors. We need people with the parade. We need people at the beverage garden. And so I just really want to encourage people. It's a great way to contribute to the festival. And also, I do want to mention that there's sponsorships. I mean, those porta potties do not pay for themselves, if you know what I mean. You know, it's expensive to do the infrastructure. So again, you can do that all online at vashonchamber.com.
And would you have organizations that are volunteering? Like I remember Journeyman, I believe, one year did the garbage.
Actually, this year, my husband, Brian Banducci, is the football coach. The football team is going to be doing the trash this year.
There you go. Great.
Yeah. So super excited about that. And there is, if anyone knows, you work with a large organization, we have a main stage sponsorship available for $7,500, but that includes a VIP section, front and center branding opportunity to be on Cider Fest as well, and a bunch of other advertising opportunities. So For the big companies out there, it's a small change for them, but a big opportunity to be involved in festival.
Great.
Well, is there anything else that the two of you would like to leave us with before we
You know, I want to go back to
goodbye.
The whole thing about the organization and Amy being such a lovely contrarian today. And really, that is so, I just want to say, you know, everybody's working really hard. You know, be part of the solution, not the problem. Really support. And everybody, you know, we're all working hard to make the best ever and contribute and sign up. You know, what can you do for the festival? Not what can the festival do for you, even though we're giving you a lot of that. So it'd be really great to, you know, continue this tradition and just really join in on the fun of it.
Great. And I want to thank Nicole Banducci, Executive Director of the Chamber of Commerce, and Lynn-Ann Polite, the Project Manager of the Strawberry Festival. Thank you very much for coming in and sharing all that information with us.
Thank you so much.
Glad to be here.
And what do we got next week? Anybody know?
It's a Truman Show.
Oh, is it?
And okay. I'm hosting.
Okay.
And for those of you who don't know,
but it's not a Truman Show.
No, well,
that's
no,
the next week. So you got to do a real show.
Oh, dang. Dang. I was afraid of that.
It's the problem of the schedule.
That's right. It is a crutch. Well, I'm working on a couple of ideas. So we'll see what happens then. All right.
Well, it'll be a bit of a surprise as to what comes up next week. So for Kevin, Bruce, Amy, Truman, Lynn-Ann, Nicole, I'm Craig, and we thank you for listening. Please tune in next Tuesday for the Brown Briefly Show.